Well, this is 106.1 The Corner. Welcome to The Corner Lounge, the brand new renovated Corner Lounge. And a good thing, we've got the six-piece a cappella group called Sonos here today. And good afternoon. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Man, we never could have fit a six-piece band in the old studio. Well, I guess we did on occasion, but it was tight. But there's
you could squeeze us in there.
Yeah.
Helps
yeah.
when you have no instruments.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us real quick a little bit about Sonos. So you guys are all based out of Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and this is your first record, self-titled record. Well, let's introduce everybody first. Who's who, starting on my left?
My name is Catherine.
I'm Jessica.
My name's Rachel.
I am Paul.
I'm Christopher.
And I'm Ben.
All right. I'll never remember all that, so I need a...
You don't need to. You've got it recorded.
Yeah, exactly. Need a cheat sheet there. So Sonos is a little bit unusual or original in the material that you guys sing. Everyone from Imogen Heap to Bon Iver to Fleet Foxes and so forth. So my first question is, how do you pick which songs you use?
Kathy.
It's a little bit difficult. We first of all, we want to find a song or an artist that we really, really love and... all sort of connect to, and I'm sure that all of us have a huge library list of artists in our head and maybe on our computers that we want to cover someday. But first of all, we have to make sure that we love the song, and then the second step is sort of thinking about, okay, well, how can we make this our own? How can we reinvent it? And some of the tracks are more similar to the original than the other ones, but for example, with the Fleet Foxes track or with the Jackson 5 track, we tried to do something really different and almost make it so when we start singing, you can't even tell what song it is. And then once right. the melody comes in, people are like, whoa, wait, I didn't know it was that song. So we like to surprise people a little bit.
Well, you can see Sonos tonight at the Southern on the downtown mall, the former Gravity Lounge, now known as the Southern. Is this your first appearance in Charlottesville? Have you guys ever played here before?
Yeah, no.
First
time.
This is it.
Nice.
First time in the city, I think,
yeah.
for most
well,
of us.
Well, you're going to love Charlottesville. It's a great little college town. I think a lot of UVA students are coming out tonight, too, because nice.
Their oh, awesome.
Vocal groups and the a cappella type thing is very,
good.
Very popular at UVA.
Oh, we like
so.
That.
Let's get into a song here. Which one are you going to do first?
This is Wicked Game, originally done by Chris Isaac.
Da 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 da
Here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner, we are with Sonos, the six-piece a cappella group. Is it Sonos or Sonos?
No. Oh, okay. Sonos. Sorry, I said that as a joke because it was called that one time by a different radio DJ.
Oh, see, well,
Sonos.
We know and
you
respect
know.
The music
oh,
here.
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Corner.
I was
the
like,
corner
oh, gosh.
Yeah.
106.1. That's right. So first off, the arrangements on that, the song we just heard, Wicked Game, all voice. I mean, no instruments at all. So who does the arranging? Or is that something that you collaborate on as a group?
Well, that last tune was done by these two ladies, Kathy and Jessica, on the end. That's one of our newest tunes, and it's not surprisingly a favorite of like everybody we've done.
Right,
so
right,
far.
Right. Well,
everybody
and it's really not on the album either.
That's right. It's brand new. Yeah, it's
bonus
fresh.
Track unreleased. Yes.
That's right. That's right. Corner exclusive.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. Do you have band meetings where you kind of talk through which songs you're going to do and how you arrange it? Yeah. Or does someone kind of bring it, to the table a little bit?
Both a little bit. We like to have what we call little listening parties where we'll all sort of get together and get a bottle of wine and maybe three more of those and just listen to a bunch of music that we all really like and want to sort of collaborate on. And then there's other stuff like Wicked Game. Jess and I were just thinking, we need more up-tempo stuff. We need more up-tempo stuff. So that sort of just came out of the blue, that idea.
Yeah.
I don't really remember
and
where
the
it
original
came.
Is like this kind of like
slow
like really... We wanted to kick it up a notch with that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and that's a little bit unusual for an a cappella group to some degree, too. Kind of the sleek and sexy and slow and just kind of the ambiance and the vibe of what you do. Are you guys kind of trailblazing and bringing some new style to vocal music, would you say?
We definitely hope so.
Yeah,
we definitely hope so.
Maybe.
That's what we strive to do.
Yeah, we try and put with each arrangement and then honestly in rehearsals with each interpretation of each arrangement, we just try and put sort of as much of ourselves into the arrangement, into the performance as we can. And so in that sense I don't think we're trailblazing completely, turning a paradigm around or something. But
right.
We hope to be as original as possible while covering other people's material.
Well, and the repertoire you use is just perfect as far as, a station like ours and what we play. Have you been well received in so to speak, indie rock circles or, among the music heads? So
Yeah.
I think there's been a positive response,
yeah.
I think, on the whole.
And it's interesting, too, because we get audiences both from that indie rock kind of NPR-themed stations,
mm-hmm.
those listeners, but we also get people who just like a cappella for what it is.
Sure.
And they enjoy seeing it in a different light. And then people that just appreciate vocal music in general, I think. They're like, oh, that's not what I expected.
Well, we are in the Corner Lounge with Sonos today, and they're playing tonight at the Southern in Charlottesville. And this is their first appearance, so make them feel welcome and make them want to come back to our town frequently. Give out your website, too, if people want to learn more about the group.
That is www.sonosings.com. and it shares an S in the middle, so I'll spell it. It's SONOSINGS.com.
SonoSings.com. Mm. Got it. Well, let's do another live song here. This is so fun. And I feel like we're breaking in our brand new Corner Lounge studio. You guys are like the first band we've had since we moved in here.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We're honored. Yeah.
It's an honor. Yeah. So, no real drums.
Exactly. Do you ever play full band type stuff or add other instruments to the material? Or is that not really what Sonos is?
Thus far, no. It's just our voices and our mouths.
We've done it a couple times.
Oh, that's true. No, yeah. What am I talking about? Yes, yes, two
this
times we've played with.
But not like our.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah. Sounds
instrument. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, there have been people who have helped us out along the way. There's a songwriter, composer, producer named Gabriel Mann who helped us out a lot in the development of this record and just sort of the concept. And he for our CD release party, and he jumped up and we sang some backup vocals on one of his songs that we
liked
a lot. Things like that where, you know, it's not songs we do otherwise.
But, yeah, but if people do buy the CD, it's all voice. Yes.
That's
all
right.
Voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is true.
Interesting. Well, what, you got a Depeche Mode song cooked up for us
next
year?
We sure do. Yes,
all right. We are live in the Corner Lounge, made possible by Star Hill Beer. We got to get you guys some Star Hill as well.
Yes,
that sounds
fun.
After the show.
Yes.
So they are a
proud sponsor of what we do live here in the Corner Lounge. And let's do another live track with Sonos on 106.1 The Corner.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, pierce right through me. Don't you understand, oh my little girl? All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm. Spoken to be broken, feelings are intense, words are trivial, pleasures remain, so does the pain. Words are meaningless and forgettable now. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here.
Yes, live in the Corner Lounge. It's Sonos on 106.1 The Corner. And for more info, sonosings.com. That's S-O-N-O-S-I-N-G-S. That's a little wordplay right there. Yeah.
Hey.
That's all roots. Gotta
say true. Is all about wordplay.
Well, the way that you guys harmonize and the unique arrangements, I have to believe that you all have some proper music training. Is that
wrong.
Correct?
We all were math majors.
No. Oh, okay.
That's not true.
No, that's a lot.
No, we all do have musical background. Ben studied opera and acting. Okay. I studied composition and music education. Paul studied musical theater. Rachel studied a whole bunch of things, including opera.
Opera, yeah,
okay.
Mostly.
Jess and Kathy both were. Is it officially jazz study? I know it's ethnomusicology by title, jazz performance. Yeah. But yeah, we've all definitely had formal music training, and it's kind of cool that it's a little bit across the board for the six of us.
But also, for people who aren't familiar, you're all a pretty young age group. I mean, that's a little bit unusual when you think of vocal music. Two, right? Now give us the history of the band as well, how you kind of came together and when that all happened.
Well, this group is somewhere between 1 year and 3.5 years old. The project started about 3 years ago, and it started just sort of as a let's arrange and record some things amongst friends and see how they turn out and who knows what it is, and we didn't even have a name. And it was at that time, it was a bunch of people who had been involved in one way or another with a UCLA group called Awaken Acapella.
Okay.
And then we kind of brought some other friends in, people who worked together, worked in the group, brought other friends in that they'd worked together with before. And about a year and a half ago, we pared it down to the six of us.
Sure.
And it's just been a lot more solid since then. It's been just sort of easier to manage six voices working together than, 15 plus, which the very beginning of the project. We were like, well, I'm at 15, 16 people.
Well, and even touring and traveling with six, I suppose, can be difficult,
six
too.
Six in a minivan is
tight quarters.
Man.
That's all we need.
The van is very mini.
Well, and what's the tour that you're on now? Like, where did you come from yesterday, and how long of a tour is this? And do you guys have day jobs, too?
Where were we yesterday?
Our tour doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
We were in San Francisco, and now we're here, and then we're going back to San Francisco, and then
we're tomorrow.
D.C., and then we're going to Park City, Utah to sing at the Sundance Film Festival, which we're all very, very excited about.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Then
and then
we
go
to London.
After that, and then we go finish January at the L.A. Acapella Festival, which we're also very excited
about. So all
about.
Of that is January.
Yeah. Wow.
That's like 20 days.
Are you guys able to make this? Is this a full-time thing now? It's career-wise?
It's somewhere in between for all of us.
Okay.
We're scrapping by. Mm-hmm. We signed with Verve, which was amazing, and so happy that we did. And
they're incredibly supportive.
Absolutely. Yeah. And but it's, obviously it's always a struggle, and we do side work and studio work when we can. And we get by. Yeah.
Buy our CD.
Support independent music. Jeez, absolutely. Well, you can see them tonight. Tickets are still available for the Southern tonight in downtown Charlottesville, right off the downtown mall. Sonos is the group. And since you're all here, let's do another song. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
You
said Bjork this time around is what you got cooked on.
Yeah, this arrangement and the last one were both arranged by Chris. And this is Bjork's song, Yoga. All these accidents that happen follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. Have to speak, I feel emotional landscapes. They puzzle me, and the riddle gets solved, and you push me up to the state of. Stay up,
that no one sees. You see what's inside of me, and every nerve that hurts, you heal. Deep inside of me, ooh, you don't have to speak. I feel emotional landscapes, they puzzle me, confuse. Then, oh, the riddle gets solved, and you push me up to the stage.
In the Corner Lounge with Sonos on 106.1 The Corner. Tonight, Sonos is at the Southern in Charlottesville. And, you know, like I mentioned at UVA, I was just floored by the popularity of vocal groups and a cappella. And, you know, when they do the lighting of the lawn each Christmas, there's a bunch of groups that perform on the stairs there to the rotunda and everything. Yeah. So, do you have any advice for any of the young artists at UVA that are maybe doing similar types of music?
Probably just have fun and work hard.
I think
amounts of time. I don't know.
I was going to say, if you really enjoy singing and you want to make a career out of it, then just try to sing as much as possible and take advantage of every opportunity, because we all met just through, as Chris said, some of us sung in an a cappella group at UCLA, but, you know, I met Kath studying jazz, and Rach and Chris met in the studio, and Paul and Ben did barbershop and all the stuff. So I think just take advantage of every opportunity.
And you don't need to just stick to a cappella. I mean,
sure.
The fact that, you know, opera, musical theater, folk, jazz all come from our backgrounds. Any kind of music helps making music, you know what
sure.
I mean? So you meet all sorts of interesting people that way, and connections are, you know, part of the business.
Sure, I suppose so, yeah.
Don't be afraid to do a song that no one's heard of.
Yeah.
Definitely. May make a really good impression.
Yeah. And be true to yourself in your arrangement. You don't have to replicate the song exactly as it is. Take creative liberties. And also, even if you're not a music major studying music, and if you like to sing, go try out for one of the groups. It's really fun.
Easy as that. Well, welcome to Charlottesville, like I said, and let's make this a regular stop on your tours out here.
Will do.
Yeah.
We
definitely had fun just now. Let's do this as many times as you'll have a
appreciation.
Very good. Be careful. I'm going to make you sing some station jingles next or something. So there you go. So live from the Corner Lounge with Sonos. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Brad.